Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Choke, What the Secrets of the Brain Reveal About Getting It Right When You Have To, Cian Baylock explores the complex psychology and neuroscience behind performance under pressure. Baylock, a cognitive scientist, dives deep into why people succeed or fail in critical moments, whether in sports, on stage, or in the classroom. Through a mix of compelling anecdotes and rigorous research, this book deciphers the mental mechanisms that drive performance. Baylock's insights shed light on how the brain works in high-pressure situations and offer strategies to harness our potential and avoid choking when it matters most. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science of choking. Choking under pressure is more than just a moment of failure. It's a complex psychological phenomenon deeply rooted in the workings of the brain. Cian Baylock uses cognitive science to explain how performance can decrease in times when we most need it to peak. When individuals face high-stress situations, the cerebral cortex, responsible for higher thought processes, can be overwhelmed by anxiety, leading to impairments in decision-making and motor skills. This segment of the book illuminates the neural pathways involved in stress and performance, providing a scientific foundation to the concept of choking. Secondly, effects of attentional focus. One of Baylock's critical insights is the impact of attentional focus on performance. Overthinking, or paralysis by analysis, occurs when too much focus is placed on the mechanics of performance rather than on the outcome or flow of the activity. Baylock explores various studies and experiments that show how focusing too much on the details of an action can disrupt automatic motor skills that have been honed through extensive practice. This section provides strategies for maintaining an external focus and relying on muscle memory and intuition during critical performances. Thirdly, the role of working memory. Baylock discusses the role of working memory, a type of short-term memory involved in the conscious processing of information in high-pressure situations. High levels of anxiety can consume working memory resources, making it harder to think clearly and perform well. This topic explores techniques to free up working memory by automating skills through practice and using tools like chunking and simplification to reduce cognitive load during performance. It attributes many performance failures to the mismanagement of working memory under stress. Fourthly, physical responses to stress. The physical manifestations of stress, such as increased heart rate, sweating, and trembling, are not just uncomfortable, but can significantly interrupt performance. Baylock addresses how physiological responses to stress interact with psychological states and can enhance the likelihood of choking. She provides insights into managing these responses through various methods like controlled breathing, mindfulness meditation, and physical conditioning. She emphasizes the importance of adopting these physiological techniques to harness stress and turn it into a performance enhancer. Lastly, training techniques to avoid choking. Baylock offers practical training techniques that help mitigate the risk of choking. She suggests practicing under conditions that simulate the stress of actual performance, which can inoculate against the pressure. Techniques such as simulation training, stress exposure training, and increasing self-confidence through progressive mastery are discussed in detail. The practices aim to familiarize the performer with the stressors, ideally reducing their impact during the actual performance. These actionable methods are vital for anyone looking to improve their performance under pressure. In conclusion, Choke is a must-read for athletes, students, professionals, and virtually anyone who must perform under pressure. Cian Baylock's exploration into the psychological and physiological aspects of performance provides invaluable insights and tools for mastering stress and maximizing potential. By understanding the science behind why we choke and employing the strategies Baylock outlines, readers can prepare themselves to excel when the stakes are high. This book can benefit daily life by improving how individuals handle stress and pressure in various high-stakes situations, empowering them to perform at their best. If you would like to support Cian Baylock, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.